Largely because it was made up of things like rye bread and salami or pastrami and Eccles cakes and the sort of things that my dad probably thought was sort of a healthy, nutritional meal. And as far as I concerned was concerned, if it wasn't white sliced bread, I was just going to get a bit of a kicking in the playground.
But I mean, it sounds quite nice. I mean, if you
It sounds
replace,
nice now, but you're not 10 and you're not in 1984 Manchester.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I mean, coincidentally, my 10-year-old stepson has only last week begun having packed lunches for the very first time, and he's had
Not rye bread.
I don't think he has had rye bread, but he certainly had healthy food, and we've been grilling him quite closely on what his school friends have been having, and they've been having they do get you the sort of cheesy Wotsits and the chocolate bars and so on, and he doesn't get any of that, you know, and he had a saffron cake that was a recipe
Oh,
in
no.
Weekend
Not
Guardian.
homemade. No, no, no.
Yeah,
Homemade is
homemade.
bad.
No, it's
No,
not.
no,
It's
no. You
delicious
can't
and
give
healthy.
children homemade food to take. You can't give them homemade bread. You can't give them homemade cakes. It's not on. It's almost sort of a child protection issue.
But you draw attention in your article in G2 today, and to this sort of trade, and you know, the whole kind of world of how do you dispose of an unwanted packed lunch. I mean, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of growing up has to be swapping your lunches, swapping the lunches that your parents have made lovingly and over time and spent their kind of energy on, and then swapping them with your mates. That's got to be that's a sort of growing up ritual, I think. I used to swap mine. I was even known to flush some of it down the toilet. I feel so ashamed saying this now. My poor dad.
Salami and pastrami
You
down
can't.
the toilet.
I know. Like I said, now I pay a lot of money to have those kinds of sandwiches. But back then, I just wanted white bread. I wanted cheese that came in a wrapper, you know, sliced or in an interesting shapes, cheese squares, cheese triangles, that kind of thing. But I used to swap it for my kind of posho sandwiches for these other sandwiches that, and also sweets. I never got sweets. I never got chocolate bars.
But you shouldn't have chocolate bars and sweets in your packed
I
lunch.
know, you shouldn't have them, but it's what you want as a child, and the playground is ruthless. And
But do you
anything
think
that's
there's
healthy.
any way? I mean, to be serious though, because I mean, you know, this report says that, you know, 1% of packed lunches that in this academic report commissioned by the government could be classed as healthy. I mean, it's pretty terrible. What can be done about it?
Obviously, it's terrible, and obviously, I'm not advocating a diet of white sliced bread and processed cheese to 10-year-olds across the land. However, I just think they're onto a bit of a hiding to nothing by saying that, you know, cool lunches have to be healthy lunches. It's really tricky. I mean, obviously, now it's good. Now my diet is healthy, and I haven't got scurvy. It's fantastic.
Okay, what's in your packed lunch now then?
Well, you see, now I bring in my lunches, and I probably have the sort of thing that my 10-year-old self would have cringed at. I have, I don't know, couscous, last night's dinner. I've got stir fry with me today, all kinds of stuff.
Hannah, many thanks.